Ya volvimos, qué gusto que sigas aquí conmigo en el conteo nacional oficial del género tejano, el Tejano Gold Countdown. Cada semana contamos los éxitos tejanos más populares a través de tremendas estaciones de radio como ATM en HD.net and KLDE en El Dorado, Texas. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, on Facebook, and our official webpage, TejanoGoldCountdown.com.
Ella pasa frente a mí, me regala una sonrisa, nos vemos todos los días, ya se nos hizo rutina. Ella no se ha dado cuenta que yo me he enamorado y yo no encuentro el valor de hablarle de mi amor. Ella pasa frente a mí, me regala una sonrisa, nos vemos todos los días, ya se nos hizo rutina. Ella no sabe que por ella me muero, que a veces me pierdo en de robarle un beso, decirle te quiero, respirar su aliento, sentirla por dentro. Ella no sabe que ella es mi ángel del cielo. Respirar su aliento, sentirla por dentro. Ella no sabe que ella es mi ángel del cielo. Ella no sabe que por ella me muero, que a veces me pierdo entre el deseo de robarle decirle te quiero, respirar su aliento, sentirla por dentro. Ella no sabe que ella es mi ángel del cielo. Ella pasa frente a mí, me regala una sonrisa, nos vemos todos los días, ya se nos hizo rutina.
Tejano Gold Countdown. That was the Grammy man, Mr. Jimmy Gonzalez, Grupo Mas. Looking forward to having him on the show very, very soon. This one is from his album Que Cante el Mundo. It's from Freddie Records, and it's number 5 on the Tejano Gold Countdown.
Aquí les va algo clásico de Don Ferry Martínez. Cumbia amante.
Cumbia amante.
mirada tuya me hace soñar que me das amor, que me das pasiones y que tu carita linda pa' mí no.
Countdown, another hit from Freddie Records. That was the lovely Eli La Reina, our special guest, with a single from the album Adicta. And this week, el tema Mirada Que Fascina continues at number 4 on the Tejano Gold Countdown. Y continuamos con nuestra invitada, Eli La Reina. And this album already got off to a great start. So what's next?
Believe it or not, we're already writing the next album. Actually, I told Lalo, you know what? This last album, he was really involved with it, and Juan, and he was here at the studio all the time, and we'd come off the road and he'd come straight over here. And you know, being in the studio is like being in a cave. It's like you lose track of time, what you know, daytime, you know, oh my goodness, it's already dark outside, you know, you just lose track of time. But he's in here and he was getting it done, and lucky for us, like I said, we had these amazing musicians that we were working with. Mariano, which is the engineer that we worked with, is amazing as well, so I want to of course send him a big shout out. But we're so excited about already starting the new project or the new album that I actually got inspired to write more songs on this album. And I think I already came up with an idea for a song, which Lalo was like, wow, because he's like, where did that come from? You know, I know I've joked about it in the past where I have to be sad to write songs, but I'm like, and so one day somebody said, why can't you write a song when you're happy? And I said, you know what? You're so right. Why does it have to just be when, but actually the song is sad though, the song that I'm going to write, but I was inspired to write. So that was the cool part of it. And I hope to continue to do that, you know, to write more, because I feel like I connect also when I connect a little more with my fans, like I have in the past, like with Duele, with Te Sigo Amando, with Prefiero Morir, you know, with songs like that. So who knows? I mean, maybe this, I mean, not taking anything away from this last album, because it's amazing and I'm so proud of it, because we like I said, we put our heart and soul into it. But, you know, we're always looking to the next thing, you know, trying to get ahead of the game.
Absolutely. And that's what keeps you in people's minds and on the charts. We're going to be talking more with Eli La Reina enseguida. But right now, let's get back to the countdown. Ricardo Castellón y La Diferencia sigue con bastante fuerza con este sencillo. The song is called Solo Sé Que Fue En Marzo. Y esta semana, number 3 on the Tejano Gold Countdown.
Quieren mirar realmente el sol, sabiendo que no puedo. Querer llegar hasta el más allá, sabiendo que solo muerto. Es como querer tener a ese corazón que hoy otro es el dueño, y ya no la molestaré, no me puede querer y ni yo debo. Ella tiene otro amor que le da su calor y dejarlo no debe. Yo la veo muy feliz, aunque a veces pienso que todavía me quiere. Yo no sé si mañana la veré otra vez en mis brazos. Solo sé que fue en marzo cuando la conocí. Como querer tener a ese corazón que hoy otro es el dueño, y ya no la molestaré, no me puede querer y ni yo debo. Ella tiene otro amor que le da su calor y dejarlo no debe. Pienso que todavía me quiere. Yo no sé si mañana la veré otra vez en mis brazos. Solo sé que fue en marzo cuando la conocí.
Tejano Gold Countdown, new music by La Diferencia. The new single, Solo Sé Que Fue En Marzo, continues to thrive. And this week it's number 3 on the National Tejano Music Countdown. Now time for the answer to the Tejano Gold Trivia Quiz. What Tejano singer first had success with his R&B group, Little Joe and the Harlems, before joining an already established and successful Chicano group? You ready for the answer? The vocalist? Well, we all know him as El Playboy, a.k.a. Joe Bravo. In 1963, Joe joined the Sunglows after Sonny Osuna left the group. And the rest is Tejano music history. Stay tuned next week for another Tejano Gold Trivia. Solo faltan dos éxitos. Cuando regresemos, continuamos con el conteo nacional del género tejano y te presento el Tejano Gold Anheuser-Busch Retro Shot de la semana, música del pasado. Ya regresamos.
Tejano Gold.
Lo interesante de Thursday Night Football es que te agarra por sorpresa. Lo que puede ser bueno, tan bueno como encontrar dinero olvidado en tu pantalón. O malo, tan malo como olvidarte de llevar Bud Light a la casa de un amigo y a él le gusta ver el juego tomando sangría con pedacitos de fruta. Y es obvio que prefieres tomar yogur antes de tomar sangría con fruta. Así que para estar seguro, mejor sal y compra la única cerveza a la que le encanta el fútbol americano tanto como a ti. Bud Light, tu equipo, tu cerveza. Disfruta responsablemente Bud Light Beer, ABC News, Missouri.